This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Leonard, I know this year is a significant year for the Bills as they get ready to close out the new or the current Highmark Stadium and move into the new Highmark Stadium for the 2026 season. But for your purposes, for the years that you played with the Bills, I mean, what is the significance of that stadium in Orchard Park to you when you look back?
Well, when you say you're coming home, you're coming home. And it's nobody wanted to roll into Buffalo during the winter to play us in Buffalo, because that was home for us. The snow, the cold didn't bother us. But that field has some great memories, from touchdowns to winning championships on that, divisions on that field. You know, and the guys that I played with, from Kelly, Darrell Talley, Bruce Smith, Cornelius Bennett, you name it, Thurman Thomas. You know, it's a lot of pride and a lot of love that's left on that field. So it'll move over to the next new thing. But, you know, the memories that people are going to have is still going to be from that stadium there. Because that's where it all started. And you know, we just couldn't bring back a world championship. But we gave them a whole lot of great memories. And every day we played it on Sundays or Monday nights, it was enjoyable. You couldn't believe the fans, how great they were for us.
When you first got there and you first got to Buffalo, first stepped in that stadium for a game or for whatever it was, what was the first thing that kind of stood out to you about that?
The fans stood out. I came when I was with the Cardinals in St. Louis, and the fans throwing snowballs at the at the bus and rowdy. And I was like, wow. And then when you got in the stadium, they were just even rowdier. But they were behind their bills. And that was Jim Kelly's first game that year when I came there, playing in there. But the fans was the thing I remember, how much they rallied behind the guys. But then when I came there and they was cheering for me, oh, it was a wonderful thing, you know. But the boos and the ugly looks, Bills fans, they was for their Bills. But, yeah, that's what I remember, how they truly stood behind their Bills.
When you look back in the years that you played with the Bills, maybe years since when you've gone to the stadium to watch the team, who are some of the favorite players that come to mind when you think about that stadium that you played with or watched?
Well, cannot think about Thurman Thomas, my roommate, Bruce, Darrell Talley. You know, we're all on the same side of the field. But Pete Metzelaar, you want to name it. John Kidd was kicker when I first got here, the punter. But Steve Tasker, Butch Rowe, you know, those memories. And they still continue to carry on now with Jim Kelly's foundation with the golf tournament, raising money for Hunter's Hope. So those lifelines is continuing. Even when we're not at this event, we talk and speak to each other. So coming back for a game or two to be with them, and the fans treating us just like we still wearing the suits right now when we go there, that still means that we did enough things well and that they still love us and appreciate us.
Is there a game or a moment in particular that stands out to you as well about that stadium? And every time you come back, it kind of, you get flashbacks of that.
Well, the comeback game against Denver, you know, the what it was, a minute, 77 seconds. That's the one, the comeback. And we took the lead. We was down all game going into fourth quarters when Cornelius ran back a punt, a field goal block. And next I got an interception that we took the lead. Then Cornelius got a fumble recovery, and we really took the lead. Kenneth Davis ran in a touchdown, and it was at that point it was just no looking back. But that was one of those comebacks because we had played in Miami early in the year, and coach was taking people off the field because the game had kind of got out of hand. And that was one of those games that we stayed in there the whole time. There was nobody being removed, and things broke and turned the way we wanted to turn to make the playoffs again. So that's one of my highlights.
What are some of the favorite stories that you like to tell, or a story that you've heard from a fellow teammate or somebody else that you always like to recollect on with that stadium?
Well, Thurman being my roommate, we was always playing against somebody that I played ball with. Lonnie Young played with the Cardinals, and he got traded to the Jets. So they had one of those hard collisions on the sideline right in front of our bench. And Thurman got up, he said, "Go check on your boy, I think I done knocked him out." So, you know, and Thurman had some wonderful games in the stadium. So, you know, it's just little things like that I remember. And from block kicks that turned games around for us, you name it. Steve Tasker making this thing, Butch Rowe, you know, special teams. We had awesome special team. It was almost like an offense because it's scoring points. But overall, it's just great to be with the guys and remembering the good things that happened with us all there.
And when you think about the old stadium with it closing down at the end of this season, is there anything in particular with that stadium that you would like to maybe bring home with you, keep as a cherished item, put it maybe downstairs in the basement or up on your mantle in the living room? Is there anything in particular you can think of?
My biggest thing is just coming out in the tunnel. Okay. When the fans reaching out to you and letting you know just how much they appreciate you. So that's something that I take back in my memory bank. Can't take the tunnel with me, but the memories of the fans leaning over, yelling, and running out for game day, can't take that away.
And when you're looking ahead to the new stadium, is there anything in particular about the new stadium that gets you excited, or something that you see with construction, or that you've seen with plans, or things that you've talked with others about? Anything that stands out to you that you're excited about?
Well, one thing is they're going to be pretty good. They're not going to get the win like we was getting down in the stadium. So they've designed that well enough that you're not going to have the breezes blowing the ball all over the place. If the back door is open, don't mean that you can't kick that way. So, you know, and the biggest thing is how close they are to you. As big as the stadium is, they still almost can reach out and touch you, which is a nice thing. So it's just going to be something to look back at and say, remembering where we were and remembering where we're now, where we're going.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.